Hello, my name is Todd Miranda, and in this video I'm going to show you how to add AJAX functionality to an existing ASP.NET page in Visual Studio 2008. Let's begin by creating a new web project. So we'll create a web project, an ASP.NET web project, and let's put this in a folder. We'll call it Add to ASP.NET Page. We're going to create the web project because we don't have one, but we're going to assume that once we create the web project, that would be your starting point to be able to add AJAX functionality to an existing website. So we're going to begin by creating this default website, if you will. So we'll go into the default ASP.x page that was created for us, and we'll just go right into the div, the first div that's created for us here, and we'll specify a calendar control. And we'll go ahead and give that an ID, and we'll call it calendar1 to be original. And we'll go in here, we want it to run at, obviously, server, and we won't specify any of the other custom properties there. And right beneath our calendar control, we want to have a label. So let's put a label there, and again, we'll give it an ID of label1. We also want this to run at server, and that's good. Alright, now let's specify the text of our label to be simply for now as a holding point. We'll say selected date here, and we'll go in here eventually and we'll overwrite the selected date from the calendar into our label. Alright, so beneath this, we want to, let's separate this with a horizontal rule, and let's put another div holding area, and we'll add, this time we'll add a text box. Again, ID will be text box 1. We'll do a run at server. Alright, and then let's also add a button. So we'll do ASP button. We'll give it an ID of button 1. We obviously want this to run at the server. And we want the text of our button to simply be update text box. All right, how about that? All right, that looks good. So here is our default web page. So let's just take a look at this and make sure that everything works fine. Yes, we want to modify the web config to enable debugging. So we'll just select OK there and let Visual Studio do its thing. And I have script debugging turned off in my version of Internet Explorer. So you can go into Internet Explorer and go into the options and go under Advanced, and you can change that, and then you have to restart Internet Explorer. Or if you want to leave that off for, you know, security reasons or anything like that, you can leave it off and we'll just do yes to continue debugging. For this example, we're not going to be debugging any JavaScript or any script, so that will be fine for us. So we'll start the development web server, and you see that our web page comes up. And we've got a calendar here, so we can select any of the dates in our calendar, and we can put stuff in our text box and click our button. Okay, terrific. So we know that our web page works. So now we want to take our web page and we want to add some AJAX functionality. So we've had this web page, it's been in production, it's been working fine. We want to increase the performance of our page by being able to do partial updates, so partial page updates. Any page that we want to add AJAX functionality to has to have a script manager control on the page. So any AJAX controls that you're using in ASP.NET, they do require a script manager control. So we'll add a script manager control, and then we'll add something called an update panel. And we'll add the update panel, which is what will actually give us the capability to do our partial page updates. So let's go into split view. This is one of the nice features of Visual Studio 2008. And split view gives us the capability to view not only our code, but our design view at the same time. So we can see any changes that we make to the code, we can see how they affect the design view and vice versa. All right. So there's our split view that we can see there. Well, the first thing we want to do is add our script manager control. So we're going to go over here and expand our toolbox. We're going to go down here, we're going to look at the Ajax extensions, right? And we're simply going to double click script manager to add a default script manager to our page. All right? So now anytime we want to sync these up, we can synchronize the views by clicking there, and you'll see that in our design view we get our script manager showing up. And we'll just leave it the default of script manager 1. But now we also want to add an update panel so that we can utilize some of the updates, that some of the asynchronous updates from Ajax. So again, we'll double click our update panel, and here we have our update panel. We'll just leave it update panel 1. But now we want to move our calendar and our label down into our update panel, and that way we can do partial page updates with our calendar and our label. So what we'll do is we'll move our label by dragging it right down here into the update panel, and then we'll also come up here and we'll grab the calendar and we'll just move our calendar right down here into our update panel as well. Alright, so we've got our calendar and our update panel, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do up here. I'm going to come up into our div, and we can see that we've got now an empty div here. I'm actually going to come into here and add a label, and this time I'm going to give it a label 2. We want it to run at server, and we're not going to have any default text. We're just going to be able to use this to demonstrate the difference between the Ajax postback and the regular postback. Okay, so now that our calendar and our label are in our update panel, we want to write some code behind to be able to handle the changes to that. So we're going to double click our calendar, and that'll bring us to our calendar 1 selection changed event. So when our selection changes, we want to set the text of our label to the calendar 1 control dot selected date, and we'll just specify this out as a too short date string. Now, one of the other things that I'm going to do while I'm back here is whenever the page load occurs, I'm going to go into our label 2, and I'm going to set its text property equal to date time now dot to short time string. All right. So now let's go into our default.aspx page now that we've made that change, and let's run this web application. And yes, we want to continue debugging. Okay, so here's our web page showing up now, and notice that we get a time showing up across the top. So whenever we refresh the page, our time will update. And we can go here to our calendar now, and we can select the date, and notice that our label here is updated with our selected date. And the one thing to note is while I'm doing this, number one, you don't see the little icon churning here, and you also don't see my time changing at all. But if I were to click the update text box, you'll notice we'll get the little loading symbol. Our page does a full post back because we get the flicker on the page. And that's one of the differences between doing this partial page post back and a real post back. Let's take this a step further. And let's go back to our code behind. And one thing we're going to do is let's change this so we can see even a little bit more detail to a long time string. And we're going to go to our ASPX page. We're going to double click our update text box button, which gives us our click event. And in our click event, we're going to specify that we want textbox1.text to also be equal to calendar1.selectedDate.toShortDateString. So we're going to update the text box on a button click and the label on the selection changed of our calendar. So let's again run this in our browser. Yes, we want to continue debugging. And we can see that our page reloads. So every time we can select the calendar, it updates our label. Anytime we click the update text box, our time up here changes and we get the date in our text box. So note that whenever we're posting this data back to the server for our calendar, but since it's in an update control and we're using AJAX, we're not actually doing a full post back. So our page load does not fire, so we don't update our time whenever we change the date, but we're getting the actual update in our label. And we don't get this updated until we actually do a full post back, which is going to happen when we click our button to update our text box. So you can see how easy it is to take an existing ASP.NET application with existing controls and existing functionality, add a script manager, add one or more update panels, and be able to add AJAX functionality to your page without really a whole lot of modifications.